All right. Welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's After News with Amos. It was said at the beginning of the program, there's always something that happens on President's Day, which is the only reason that I work, because I don't want to miss anything. Several years ago, this was the day when Evan Bayh said, I am not running for re-election, and put politics in a tailspin in Indiana. Today is a big announcement. It is two major medical hospital health delivery systems in central Indiana coming together, not in a merger, but in a partnership. And this is all as medical systems looked at healthcare reform taking effect the beginning of next year. How do you prepare for that? How do you deal with more people going to clinics? So this is a partnership between the Wishart Health System and Wishart Hospital, Eskenazi Hospital, the health clinics and what have you, and the Community Health Network. That's Community East, Community North, Community Heart Hospital, Community This, Community Westfield, the Jane Pauley Community Health Clinic, all kinds of things, and then little community hospital partnerships all around central Indiana, all joining forces in something that we were just talking to somebody in Cincinnati. They'd never heard of this in Cincinnati. This may be something unique in the United States. In the House is the president and CEO of the Community Health Network, Brian Mills, and the president and CEO of the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, Matt Gutwein. Guys, welcome.
Well, thank you, Amos, and happy President's Day to you as well.
And happy, and this is a bittersweet day because the health community, particularly the first responder health community, you lost two of your own over the weekend.
Amos, we did. We are dealing with that tragedy. It was a horrible day for us on Saturday. Two young medics, good young medics, were responding to a call on their way to help save someone's life, and there was a traffic accident about 3 o'clock in the morning right downtown here. Mm-hmm. It was just on Senate and St. Clair.
Right down the street.
And it was. The ambulance was not going even particularly fast, but our ambulances are top-heavy, right? There's a lot of equipment, and it happened to hit the wrong car at the wrong angle, and it flipped on its side, and then it hit a parked car, and our two young men suffered very severe head injuries.
And there are ribbons that, Wishart employees and maybe now community employees, and I got one on a combination of a blue ribbon and a black ribbon to commemorate those two EMSs, Private Tim McCormick, and they're having a visitation for him later today from 4 to 8 up at Crown Hill, 38th and Clarendon. There'll be a mass for him tomorrow at the big cathedral, St. Peter and St. Paul at 14th and Meridian at 10:30. And then there'll be a public memorial both for Private Tim McCormick and Specialist Cody Medley on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Clues Hall, and that is open to the public. And we encourage everybody to go and pay their respects, too, because this is something unusual. Yes, we know firefighters and police officers, this is a dangerous job, but our medics, our EMS, our paramedics, you don't expect these tragedies to happen. But, the Lord works, and maybe, he needed two great medics, up in his service. But let's move on to what does all this mean? Because when people hear two empires, two great names in the community coming together, Brian Mills, they instantly think this is a merger. One side wins, one side loses. What's the deal in this?
Well, Amos, it's a delight to be here today, and I've never been on your program before, so thanks for the invitation, and thanks for showing up to work on President's Day.
There you go. Important days.
Amos, what I hope people take from this is that this isn't about power. This isn't about control. This is about us fulfilling our missions. Mm-hmm. We both have a responsibility to provide care to the citizens of Central Indiana and specifically Marion County. And there's ways in which you can go about that. With health reform, we know we've got to have more ways for people to access our system. Okay, so you've got a few ways in doing it. You can either decide you're going to do it on your own and acquire places or build new places, or you can look out for people to partner. Mm-hmm. And when Matt and Dr. Harris approached me last August with an idea, it didn't take long to say, that's a heck of an idea. I'd like to be a part of that.
Is part of this with healthcare reform, and with private insurers now, you know, people who are listening who are insured by their companies being told or being pushed, hey, you need to get your regular checkups. If you get regular checkups, if you get this, you get that, your premiums won't go up as much. So companies are saying, you better do all these things so we can stay profitable. So that means more people coming to clinics if they don't, many people still don't have a primary doctor. So if they don't have a primary doctor, they wait until they get really sick, then they go to the emergency room and jack up the bills for everybody. So it's part of this providing more ways for people to enter the healthcare system at whether it's a community clinic or a Wishart clinic, and then depending upon the circumstance, they may get referred to a hospital or some other specialty. Matt?
Amos, you hit it right on the head. That is exactly right. We want people to have a primary care doctor. Mm-hmm. We want them to get their preventive health and primary health care. We want them to get their health screenings, to get tested for whether it's their mammographies or their prostate tests, all those things, so that we can work with our friends and our neighbors and family members to keep people as healthy as possible in the first place so you don't get sick. And healthcare reform places tremendous incentives on people using primary care. And we think that's a good thing. You know, we love people going to primary care doctors. But what we know is that when coverage is expanded in other places around the country, Massachusetts, Utah, Iowa, Florida, a number of places have had large expansions, that has caused a whole new influx of new patients and new demand for care. And so from our perspective at Wishart, we said, how's the best way to handle that? We want to be prepared for new patients, and we want to prepare to give the patients the best access, the highest quality, the most convenient we can possibly have. And what's the best way to do that? And we said the best way to do that is to get a great partner, and Community was absolutely the right partner to work together with.
Now, Community already has a board. And as a nonprofit, and Wishart Eskenazi has the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, so that has a board. So how's this? If this is a partnership, how's it going to run? Whose board runs what?
Well, Amos, I'm going to address one of your prior questions, your comments a minute ago. You were talking about Community having clinics and mm-hmm. Eskenazi having clinics.
Right.
What we hope, and what we're challenging ourselves to deliver, is the fact that there is no longer this door or that door. These are just doors, and mm-hmm. these doors are open to everybody.
Okay.
And so, therefore, people can have access, and once they're in, we can coordinate that care mm-hmm. wherever they need to be.
Okay.
I mean, that's the premise of this whole thing. But on your question about how's this run, it's unique. I'll grant that, but we think we've put in place a structure that will force us to do the right thing, which is to take care of the community, small mm-hmm. C community, instead of just our organization. So we formed an organization that's a joint operating company. That company will have a board to be named. Mm-hmm. It will have 7 members on that board. There will be 4 members from Community and 3 members from mm-hmm. Eskenazi. Mm-hmm. However, it takes 5 votes to do anything.
Okay.
So therefore, what that's saying is that we've either created the biggest stalemate that you'll ever see, mm-hmm. which of course is not the intent. But what we believe we've done is we've said, let's everybody come together, and we've got to come up with what's in the collective good, and that's what we'll proceed with.
239-1310, 239-1310 is Ath News with Amos, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 85620, keyword Amos, with Brian Mills with the Community Health Network. He's president and CEO of that. Matt Gutwein of Wishart Eskenazi. He's president and CEO of Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County. They're probably, even though you guys are open today, just, you know, and, you know, in this building in the back is the Wishart Medical Records, and they probably saw you come in. So they turned the radio on, and there may be relatives of Wishart, Eskenazi, and Community employees listening that say, wait a minute. Anytime two entities get together, somebody loses a job. How would you answer that fear? Because that's a normal if I was talking to Coke and Pepsi, you know, folks out there would be saying, somebody going to lose a job. How would you answer that?
Amos, with expanded coverage, we know that there's going to be a need for more care, more people having access to care, more people utilizing the system. And when more people need care, we actually need all hands on deck. We mm-hmm. need every one of our employees to be working. And we frankly anticipate we're going to need more employees, not less. So if anybody's going to lose their job here, it's going to be me. But that's probably okay, because Brian's a lot smarter person than I am.
Oh, Brian?
Amos, I can see where people would see that. Mm-hmm. But that's because they don't have the data that we have.
Okay.
And the data that we have says our systems are complementary. There's very little overlap. If you look at where our clinics are, where our primary care are, there's some overlap on the Near East side. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, we're spread out pretty well. Mm-hmm. We know we've got to provide vast coverage. We also have things that we, for instance, Wishart has a trauma center and a burn center. We don't have trauma. Right. We've got some specialty services that Wishart doesn't have. Mm-hmm. So they're complementary. We have extensive primary care and behavioral care. However, even with that, it's not enough. So we know we've got to continue to expand, not the hospitals per se, but the means by which people can access health care. And whether that's in a doctor's office or an urgent care facility or a nurse practitioner clinic, that's the type of access that we're going to coordinate.
Somebody called and didn't want to go on the air, but they asked the question, what happens to the Wishart Advantage program? See, I got smart listeners out there.
No, the Wishart Advantage program is going to continue to be there to care for the indigent and underserved. That's a program that we're always trying to improve and get better. And so with healthcare reform, we'll continue that process. With full expansion, many of the people that are currently on Wishart Advantage will be eligible for either participation in the exchange that's coming.
Under healthcare reform.
Exactly. Or if Medicaid is fully expanded, they'd be eligible for Medicaid as well. But we have no plans whatsoever to The Wishart Advantage program is still going to be there for people.
This raises the question, Wishart has the legal responsibility, or Wishart Eskenazi has the legal responsibility to do indigent care. If this is in a partnership, what happens if somebody indigent rolls up in Community North? Or is that one of those issues that has to get worked out?
Well, let me be clear about this. Every single not-for-profit hospital has the absolute legal obligation to care for the underserved. Mm-hmm. And we've got great hospitals in this city, and all of them take that responsibility very seriously. So a person can always go to a hospital, but I think we're fortunate in this city that we've got great not-for-profit hospitals, and we've got what I think is a great public hospital as well, and we've done an awfully good job of doing our best to care for the injured.
Now I'm going to ask a real dumb question, because, see, and it's all Brian Mills' fault, because I was visiting a patient at Community North about a year ago, and that valet parking spoiled me. Because I go, wait a minute, valet parking? I don't have to give you anything? And yeah, it spoiled me so that when my dad was ill last summer and went to the University of Chicago Hospital, I won't tell you how much I was out with parking. And I was spoiled. I kept waiting for the free community hospital valet parking, and it didn't hurt. So you're opening Eskenazi the first week of December. Have y'all already talked about whether the community model of free valet parking, and I'm working him now, is going to move over to Eskenazi? Because these are the kinds of of quality of care, and I guess cultures of merging. Because that's a great thing you've done. University of Chicago hates me because I kept talking about y'all in a positive way with them.
We have not talked to that level of detail.
Okay.
But are those some of the issues?
But we
do need to come up with a brand. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying the name of a brand, but a brand of patient experience.
Right.
That people can come to expect no matter what they hit. I mean, in our situation, we provide that service for a number of reasons. I mean, one, like you, it's something that's easy. But the other thing that we do is we do it because when patients come to hospitals or family members come to hospitals, they're anxious. Mm-hmm. Anxious people driving around parking garages cause problems.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So if they'll allow us to take their car, and we'll take care of it and bring it back, that's a safety thing to us.
Mm.
So you see it for one reason. We see it for a different reason. And so that's some of the patient experience that we're looking at that we'll have conversation about.
Okay.
But this isn't about dictating anything. This is about us putting minds together and saying what's the best thing for us to collectively do.
All right, Matt, raise a really important issue, Amos, which is there are best practices that community has that are the absolute gold standard, mm-hmm. that they do better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And we are eager to embrace that gold standard and be able to implement that throughout the historic Wishart system. Likewise, we have some awfully good practices as well at Eskenazi Health. Right. And that's an opportunity for those best practices to be implemented more widely throughout the city. So this is a really a great right. opportunity to take the best of both systems, learn from each other, and as a result, provide better care, better quality, better service, just a whole better experience for the patients that we care so deeeply about.
Let me go to Pam at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. My question is, for the ones that have Wishart Advantage, will they be able to go to Community or Community North to use their Wishart Advantage?
Great. I tell you, the smartest talk show audience in the whole country. What about that?
I mean, our first of all, I would say that what happens tomorrow has not changed. So I don't want to give anybody a misleading answer. We have put together this relationship. We still got some due diligence to do to complete, and this thing won't be effective officially until later this year. So we still have some work to do. So, but with that caveat, the goal and the promise is that everybody coming to either of our networks can go either place. Mm-hmm. So we will work through to make sure that we avail all of our resources to everybody trying to get into our system.
But don't do it tomorrow.
But don't do it tomorrow. Right.
Is there a concern? Somebody might try to do that tomorrow because people are really going to see it on TV. They're going to see it in the paper. They're hearing it. Now, but those are the kinds of things you're going to be working on.
Exactly.
And is that going to be committees of Community, Eskenazi, Wishart, health service folks sitting down over pizza and a soda pop working through these?
What we've agreed to do is to put together a joint management team.
Mm-hmm.
And this management team will start to identify the various areas to work on first. And I'm not saying that everything's not in the game. It's just that we need to get some things where we're collaborating as one. And whether it be, you know, how we buy supplies or how we bill or right. which programs you go to or how our computer systems talk to one another, those are all part of it. But we will have a small leadership team that Matt and I will form to make sure that we start addressing these issues.
Is this, Matt Guttenline, probably a more appropriate question for you, the first such partnership between a quote-unquote county hospital and a nonprofit hospital system in the country? I mean, are we breaking new ground here in Indianapolis?
I don't mean to be mamby-pamby on this, but the answer is yes and no.
Okay.
In the sense that I do think there's never been a deal quite like this. There's mm-hmm. never been a partnership quite like this mm-hmm. where we form a joint operating company that's going to work together to provide the very best care possible. But there have been some other examples of a public entity and some not-for-profits getting together. One of them is actually the Harvard system, mm-hmm. where Massachusetts General
yeah.
Formed Partners in Health and put together a couple systems. Now that's a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
but there are examples. But most importantly, I think frankly, Indianapolis has a lot of examples of partnerships, people coming together, working together, particularly public-private partnerships
right.
That ultimately do good things for our community.
How does this affect the physicians network? Because you got the great community hospital physicians and physicians network. Does this mean that they'll have the opportunity and the privilege to serve as patients at Eskenazi?
Right now.
Oh, that's another one of those.
Once again, right okay. now. Everything is still separate,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of making sure that we have identified everybody as part of a common team,
okay.
we'll still have separate medical staffs. I mean, even when you say community right now, we still have probably 8 different medical staffs even within community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still an affinity towards their individual location that I don't see changing.
Right.
But at the same time, everybody – the key isn't necessarily the structure or the legal structure, and patients don't care about that. They want to know what door can I come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to make sure that they come in all doors. It's our responsibility to coordinate that behind
so
the scenes.
So this is whatever door they come in, then they get seen by somebody, and then the decision is, okay, wait a minute, you may have a heart thing. You need to go to Community Heart, or you live close to Community East, and maybe your follow-up will go to Community East, or you live west, so maybe your follow-up will be Eskenazi, or your follow-up will be Westview, or if you're out in the boonies, and depending on what facility is out there, or maybe you work downtown, and you came into a Wishart Eskenazi clinic, and they say, well, where do you live? Well, I live out in Avon. Well, we've got community such and such out in Avon.
That is exactly right, Amos. So this is more options, more choices, more availability, more access to care for our patients. And that's exactly it.
Is this also, do you all look at the drug stores now as competition, since you can get a flu shot at the drug store, you can get certain basic tests at the drug store, they can, depending on the nurse practitioner, dispense some medicines at the drugstore from the neighborhood health side? Is drugstores becoming a competition to you guys?
Let me give you two answers. First of all, on the prior question about how people come in.
Yeah.
The other thing that I hope is that if you had typically, let's say you had a concern and you typically went to your primary care physician,
mm-hmm.
but they're booked.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't see you for X number of days. Right. We want to give you an array of options that you could go see somebody else even that day and still coordinate that care. So it really is trying to make this a system for entry. And on your second point related to the drugstores, we just formed a partnership with Walgreens.
Okay.
To make sure that their take care clinics are coordinated with us.
So if you hit Walgreens and that nurse practitioner, hey, you got something, I can't deal with this, but such a deal I got for you.
And the point there again is another way to get in. And again, we must be using the same computer systems, have links of information. So that's just not another one-off visit that you have.
How do we make sure that the insurance companies, you know, you're going to make me have to go check, you know, my Aetna here to see, you know, how do we know that the insurance companies will match and that this is all, what they call it, in network or in plan? Is that the other challenge?
That's part of our responsibility, is to make sure that we're going to the insurance markets as one, products as one, so that therefore it's not this summer in, summer out, but it's all in. Right. We're going to them together, and so you don't have to worry about that.
All right. This is a partnership. You're going to read it. You're going to see it tonight on television. You're going to read about it. Wait a minute. They already put out a picture with everybody's picture in it. The mayor was there at the announcement. Congressman Carson was there at the announcement. Whole lot of board members. Is this a cute picture? Y'all work quick. Boy, oh boy. If you want more information, they even have a brand new website where you can find out the info. Now, if I can, because I bet if I ask you what the website is, y'all are, here we go. The website is patienthealthpartnership.org. And this will tell me everything I want to know about all of this, right?
And more information every day, right? So as people...
Matt, you've memorized this website, patienthealthpartnership.org? you were quick on that. You did well.
Well, thank you.
But if you want more information, and this will take effect when?
It'll be later this year. I can't tell you for sure.
But before they open Eskenazi Health?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the first week in December. You thought I forgot.
December 7th.
December 7th. A good December 7th. All right. Matt Gutwein, the president and CEO of the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County. Brian Mills, president and CEO of the Community Health Network. It's a partnership. Community Health Network and Wishart Eskenazi, all to help patients and help all of you stay healthier. And then it keeps your premiums down, Your employer loves you, keeps the premium down. That's less spending on Medicaid, and Governor Pence will like it. This is win, 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 and win.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Guys, thanks very much.
Same as anytime.